Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 266. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. You know what I'm about to say here. So here it is in one breath. Thank you for sharing the podcast with friends, for the 5-star ratings and reviews, for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com and picking up a journal. That's all I have to say about that. I had to do it. But I figured for this, I'd get straight to the point. Let's get down to business. I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about in this episode. I tend to come up with these topics either the night before or literally just right before I sit down. I've got this, I don't know, called a weird ability to just like give myself a prompt, something that's on my mind, something that I've observed, something that I've lived, a DM that I've read, and just go like 0 to 60 real fast. But literally like an hour ago, I got a DM from someone with a simple episode request. I do get a lot of requests for episodes, which I appreciate. And it just asked me to do a podcast on toxic people. It's just a case. Can you do an episode on how to deal with toxic people in your life? And I thought about that for a second and I was like, I've kind of done that. You know, I've done so many episodes on boundaries and protecting your energy and why I think that you need to, you know, disappoint some people in life to reflect your growth and like let people down and so on and so forth. But I do kind of like that word. I don't like the word, but I see that word a lot. Toxic. Yeah, I hear it a lot, right? As it relates to exes or relationships, like, oh, you know, he was so toxic. I can't believe I dated him. Or that was just a toxic relationship that I was in for a long time. Things like that. And I was thinking about it and I decided that for this episode, I wanted to flip the script a little bit and talk about something related. It's that as much as we do encounter toxic people in our lives, unfortunately, more than we want, and certainly I would think more than we deserve. I frankly think that the most toxic person is sometimes you. It's me. It's us. It's being toxic towards ourselves. We are toxic towards ourselves. We do the very same things that we say toxic people do to us. And we do it to ourselves. We turn it on ourselves. We gaslight ourselves. We poke at our own insecurities. We make us doubt us and so on and so forth. So I like that DM because it gave me the idea to do a short episode on how to be less toxic towards ourselves. And, you know, I think it's a necessary topic. So I have some thoughts here that I just came up with. And to be clear, like this isn't going to be an episode where the answer is, you know, self-love. You just need to treat yourself with more compassion and forgiveness. And, I believe in all that. Of course, I can go on and on and on. And I've done countless episodes on that. But I wanted to approach this idea of being less toxic towards ourselves with like as much practical application as possible. So here's what I've come up with. You know, the things we do to ourselves that are unintentionally toxic to ourselves, the ways in which we're toxic to ourselves. And, you know, I hope by talking about these things that we do, the very specific things that we do, that by reminding, you know, you of this and reminding me of this, that the next time you find yourself doing these things, you can pump the brakes and stop. You can just stop. Because, you know, sometimes the truth about life is we don't need a mindset, a mantra, some like, you know, spiritual breakthrough. Sometimes we just need to recognize our own bullshit. And that's it. You know, I think sometimes simplifying life is literally that simple. Calling ourselves out for our own bullshit. Not blaming ourselves for it, but just calling ourselves out. Stopping it, and then doing our best to move forward in a more, you know, compassionate way. So Here's what I came up with here. Toxic behavior towards ourselves. And I'll start by, let's get on the same page about just like, what does being toxic look like? So I've got it pulled up in front of me here. I Googled, what is a toxic person? Because that's the context we usually hear, right? Toxic people, not us, but you know, them, the toxic people. So what is a toxic person? And Google's got us covered here. Like the third result here says, it says seven signs a person is toxic. It says they try to intimidate you. They try to gain control of you by guilt tripping. They're easily jealous. They see themselves as a victim. They give backhanded compliments. They're overly defensive. They leave you feeling emotionally exhausted. Well, okay, for sure. We've encountered people like that in our lives, but that feels a little familiar, doesn't it? We do those same things to ourselves. No other person required. This is a party of one. Do you like to do it yourself kind of vibe, right? We create those very same emotions and actions and reactions in our lives, and we direct them at ourselves. And so I was thinking about this, but I think the most toxic thing we do that causes those reactions is we do this thing where we have a very, very cynical view of the world around us and the people around us. It's where we think that, you know, life is unfair and that the world is out to get us, that people around us, they all have poor intentions for us, that things are inevitably going to be bad for us, that we're going to get unlucky, that we're going to be hurt, that, you know, people who are nice to us are only doing that because they're messing with us, because they want something from us, that if someone offers to help us, that they're just, you know, they're just fucking with us, that they're judging us, that they're feeling sorry for us. And that mentality, that worldview is really, really toxic. It's not directed at other people. It's directed towards yourself. You're being toxic towards yourself when you think that it's you against the world. That's the mentality, you against the world. And to be clear, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I very much understand that sometimes, yeah, you know, life sucks, shit sucks. And it really does seem that you're the world's most unlucky person, that it really is the world against you, that it's just L after L after L, that something is always going wrong. And I'm not going to sit here as a, you know, admittedly privileged person with a privileged life and say that, oh, you just need to smile it off. And while you're sitting there, you know, you just got cheated on, you just got fired and your car broke down and you have bills to pay and your phone broke and your landlord won't fix your heat and all these things are piling up. So I can't say that. That would not be honest. But I will say that I think it is a really, really powerful gut check to recognize, what is your mentality towards life consistently? Like, what is the filter that you have towards life? Is it you versus everyone? Is it you against everything? Is the world conspiring against you? And I definitely won't judge you if you're like, yeah, it is, Case. You nailed it. I think it's okay to feel that way sometimes. Absolutely. Sometimes that's an accurate statement in the moment. But what about like the majority of the time? And I say that because I think we have a real opportunity to cut that toxic worldview out of our lives. That's a toxic worldview that is pointed directly at us, that we aim directly at ourselves. Because when you think of life as you against them, you against everything, you really end up being toxic towards yourself. Because you think about it, right? You think about it. If it's truly you against the world, and that means that, you know, that means that dating, that your friendships, that your career, that your self-development, that your hobbies and your passions, that means that, you know, they're going to fail, right? That there's no point in investing your energy in someone or something because you're just going to get hurt or unlucky or whatever, right? That's what that would mean. And you, when you believe something like that, that's when you start exhibiting those seven habits that I mentioned a couple minutes ago. When you believe that, that's when you start feeling emotionally exhausted. You intimidate yourself. You're jealous of others. You become a victim. You're defensive about everything. You guilt trip yourself and so on and so forth. It means that you become, you know, really skeptical of other people in dating. That if someone compliments you or, you know, someone says that you mean a lot to them, you start thinking, ah, they're just messing with me. They can't mean that. That can't be true. It means that if someone genuinely offers to help you, or, you know, a friend is trying to offer, you know, advice, you think that it's just veiled criticism and judgment, that they feel sorry for you, that you're just some lost puppy. You know, it means that you lack confidence because, you know, what's the point of shooting your shot if it's you against the world and you're just going to get unlucky again? Right? That's the lens that we adopt when we think it's us against the world. And I think that that's really toxic. That's you being unintentionally toxic towards yourself. And no offense to anyone, absolutely, but like that kind of is a decision that you make. It's a worldview that you choose to adopt. Again, that's a worldview that says it's you against them. It's you against the world. And again, broken record here, but I try to project as much empathy as humanly possible. I get that, like, you weren't born with that worldview, of course. You know, you probably have that worldview because the world has taught you that. And I empathize with the life experiences that led you to have this view. I really, really do. But I think you have the opportunity to try to change that. It's like in the same way that you always have the opportunity to cut out toxic people from your life, you have the same opportunity to cut your own toxic worldview of yourself and the world. You have the opportunity to cut that worldview out. It takes practice. It takes consistent reminders. But you can do it in the same way that, yeah, you probably agree that you would cut toxic people out of your life. You could do the same towards your worldview. You can replace that toxic me against the world mindset and replace it with something that's just like a tad more compassionate, Just a simple reminder that you have more control than you think, that not everything, not everyone is conspiring against you, that there truly are kind, compassionate people in the world who might and will care for you and care about you. That a past experience doesn't dictate a future outcome, that a pattern of past outcomes doesn't mean that pattern will continue. But most important, you have this opportunity to understand that your expectations of the world dictate your actions. That if you're constantly expecting to be hurt, yeah, okay, then I kind of like don't blame you for not trying. If you're constantly expected to be let go or dropped, forgotten about, overlooked, I don't really blame you for just wanting to sit in a corner. Actions and expectations are tied together. So I'd ask you, you know, what if you were to just hit pause on those expectations for just the hot second? And I'm not suggesting that you're just going to like replace them with butterflies and rainbows, because that of course is forced. But what if you were to pause those expectations for a second, those me against the world expectations for a second, and just adopt a filter of no filter, just no filter, no negative filter, me against the world, and no positive filter. Everything's amazing. Just nothing. Somewhere in between that, just nothing. Just eyes that see and a heart that beats and, you know, ears that hear and every sense. And then if you were just to take it day by day and just do what you feel compelled to do and assume positive intent where you can, and where you don't anticipate negative reactions and you don't anticipate future trauma, and you suspend your belief in hurtful cycles and patterns, and you just be, and you just do, and you just exist, and you just live. You know, what would happen? What would happen if you did that? And of course, I'm not a scientist and I have zero data to support this, but I'm confident that something will happen. Something will change. It might not be earth-shattering, but something will. Something will change. Because I'm so passionate about this idea, expectations dictate your behavior. And I'm confident that if you ditch this mentality of me against the world for just a day, for just a week, for just a month, that you're going to find yourself doing more. Doing more. You're going to find yourself expecting more, expecting positive intent from others. You're going to find yourself more willing to connect with someone else. That if someone offers to help you, it's just that, they're offering to help you. That if someone shows interest in you as a friend or a partner or whatever, that you can take it for what it is. It's connection, and that's it. That if someone messes up and they accidentally hurt you, you don't blame yourself and you don't immediately cut them out of your life and live a life of resentment, right? Those kinds of things, I'm confident they will happen. That's what happens when you drop expectations and you just allow new ones to form. You don't force positive ones, you just allow new ones to form. Those are new ones that are derived from just a more less toxic, of course, but just more open mentality towards life and towards people. And it's not overnight. It's not a light switch, but it is the equivalent of cutting out toxic people in your life, right? That's the equivalent. And you would do that, right? Probably you listen to this podcast, you're all on board self-worth. You cut people out in your life if they're mistreating you. So I'm saying you wouldn't tolerate being in a toxic relationship. So why are we tolerating that from ourselves? And of course, right? Like hindsight is always, always, always 20/20. And it's not easy to know in the heat of the moment if you're in a toxic circumstance. But I'm hoping that like just through something as simple as this episode, you're realizing that, yeah, you know, your behavior towards yourself, it can be a bit toxic. It can be that, you know, you recognize that the things that I'm just rambling about here, the expectations for yourself, the me against the world vibe, that, yeah, it kind of is a bit toxic. Maybe just a little. So, you know, now you kind of have the hindsight you need to move forward in a way that's just a tad bit more compassionate towards yourself. And that's you recognizing that you can move forward with more open expectations for yourself, for the world around you, for the people around you. Those are expectations that are evolved from your past expectations that allow you to break free of the patterns and cycles that you're always expecting of yourself and you're just waiting for them to happen again. And you replace them with new ones that are created from the actions you allow yourself to take, the compassion you allow yourself to believe in, and the goodness then that you allow yourself to receive. So just something to think about, my friend. I hope that was helpful in some small way, that there's no need to keep toxic people in your life. And on the same vein, there's no need to allow your own toxic behavior towards yourself. So I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share with a friend, tell them to subscribe. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And of course, don't forget to check out newmindsethoodis.com. That's where you can pick up one of my journals. I have three: the New Mindset Journal for clarity, Unbothered for calming your anxious thoughts, and of course, Single is Your Superpower for helping you find your soul so you can find your soulmate. But that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.